Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Shvi, Daf Yud Ches, and the Oiz V'Hodor edition. Perek Sheni, Halacha Zayin in the Gemara, immediately after the Mishnah, starting with Zayin and with Beis on the bottom. So the Mishnah said that if you have diluim, you have gourds, that one kept for Zera, wants to use as seeds, as grain, not as vegetable, so then if it became hard before Shoshana, so then it's mutter to use it in Shemitah. And if not, it follows the time of the Lakito, which is on Shemitah. Says the Gemara, Lamali Hukshu, Hafilu Loi Hukshu. Why does it have to get hard if you just don't give it water? So then it should be considered to be Zera and go based on the previous year. Answers the Gemara, Defit Chesam Udalev. Mekivan Shehukshu, because it became hard, Nasu Kishar Ziroi Negino Shein Echolim. Only once it becomes hard, then you treat it as Zera, as seeds, because right now it's not edible. But as long as it's edible, you still consider it to be vegetables. Ketzad uboidek, what's the way to check if it's hard or not? Rabbi Yosi Rechanino Omar Oiktsoy, he pierced it. Im nisacho, if it right away fills in that piercing, osur, vimlav mutter. While the vegetable is still soft, so if you pierce the vegetable, it right away fills it in. But if it's hard, the hole remains. So he says that's the way to check if it's hard or not. Rav Yoyinu Batsira Yohama, Rav Yoyinu Batsira said, Karmoilim Pturim Minamayser. So Karmoilim, the Reb Chaim brings it, is some leaves, we don't know what it is, someone to say it's the leaves of the gourds. So the Pturim Minamayser, because they're not food. Hadala Teimat Shaloi Astudiluim. That's before they grew the gourds, before they grew the pumpkins. Avimosu Diluim Kiarakem. Once they did the Diluim, they created these fruits, then they have a din of a vegetable. Continues the Gemara, using here the gears of many of the Mefarshim. Hori Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yosi did it Hori Ro. Be'ilin Alei Kulkasio, these leaves of Kulkasio, which is a type of vegetable. So the leaves, also the Gemois Be'emayim, should I use it to drink with it? On Shemitah, Bibri Shat Saboim Oich Lemoisum, because the deer eats it, so it is food. It's Machul Be'emo. And therefore, as Gdusha Shvis, so you cannot just use it, you have to eat it, and therefore you have to give it to the animal to eat, don't use it to drink with it. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah, Mirab Tzimba for Lovon, when you have Zdel Lovon, you have a field which requires water. It doesn't have trees in it, but it requires water, so you're allowed to put water in it in Shvitah, give Rabbi Shimon. Blazer Biyakov says you cannot water it. Says the Gemara, as to the Rabbi Shimon Karabonim, with the Blazer Biyakov Kishitosi, Shimon goes in the Shita of Rabbanon. Vozim Yaakov goes with his own shita. What is it? The Tanin Tamon. We learned over there. We talk about Maseches Moed Katan. Rabbi Lozor ben Yaakov Oimer. This is a piece missing in our Gemara that Rabbi Chaim adds. Rabbi Lozor ben Yaakov says, Moishchim esamayim mi'ilun le'ilun. You can draw water from one tree to another tree, meaning the trees that need water in Chol HaMoed. Moed Katan speaks about Chol HaMoed. You're not allowed to do melocho in Chol HaMoed in the field. But if the trees do require water, you can draw water from one tree to another. You're allowed to make a little pit and connect one tree to another and have water from one tree to another. As long as it does not water the entire field. And Reb Chaim adds here that the hemshech of the girsa is, Chachoyim say you could go and water the entire field. So Reb Lozor ben Yaakov and Rabbanan argue, can you water the entire field or not? Reb Lozor ben Yaakov says you can water only the trees. Rabbanan didn't say you can water the whole field. So Gemara says that's the same machlokes over here in our Mishnah. That's what Gemara understands right now. Lozor ben Yaakov says you can now water the field which doesn't have trees in it. Similar to what he said in Chol HaMoed, you can water the field only the trees themselves. And Rabbanan that say over there you can water the field, they're going to go here with a sheet of Reb Shimon that you could water the field of Beis HaShlochim. So Gemara, Amona Amar Lo Stam, Amona just said it not in the name of anybody else. Rav Avin said the name of Shmuel. B'stam chulkim, t'chulkim b'stam, which means in a standard field, as the Gemara is going to explain. And the Gemara says, manam kaimim, what's exactly the case? Im b'muvachim, if the trees are very far from each other, tibriya kolos, everybody of course agrees you cannot water the entire field, because it's not meant for the trees anymore, that you can't do in Chol HaMoed. Im b'ritzufim, if the trees are very close to each other, tibriya kol mutter, so everybody agrees that it's mutter, because you need the water for the trees. Hello, Kiran Kamin, what are we talking about? Benitui Moto Esser Leveseo. When you have 10 trees in a 50 by 50 field, which is a standard field, that's a stam, the one I said before, that's a machlekis. Lozumiakov, Ovadlo, Kemiruvachim. Plus, Miyakov says that's considered to be spread out, and you cannot water the entire field. Rabbonin Abdilan, Kirutzufin. Rabbonin consider that to be close by, and therefore you could water the entire field. Says the Gemara, HaRabbonin Amim, Beruvochim, Osulashkois, Maulamshich. Now the Rabbonin said that you cannot water the entire field when the trees are far away from each other, only when they're close enough. But are you allowed to draw water from one tree to another? You're allowed to create that pit, draw water from one tree to another. Says the one, Nelef Adod de Rabbonon, Midab Lozu B'Yakov. Learn Rabbonon from Lozu B'Yakov. Come on, Dab Lozu B'Yakov, Omar. Bim Revochin Osu Lashkoi. So Mutu Lamshich. Lozu B'Yakov says that if they're not too close to each other, even though they're 10 in a base seho, so you cannot water the entire field, but you still can draw water from one tree to another. Continues the Gord, Afid Chesem on base. Can Rabbonin Ami, also Rabbonin agree? Mutu Lamshich Vosu Lashkoi. Also Rabbonin, when it's very far from each other, when the trees are spread out, can't water the field, but you could draw water from one tree to another. So says the Gemara now. Now Gemara goes back to our Mishnah. Loi ken savronon amimar muvochim divya kol osu. Didn't we just say that if the trees are far apart, you cannot water the entire field? Meaning you require trees, even according to Rabbanan, to water the field. So now in our Mishnah, ve'o offer, or according to the Chaim we had over here, ve'o offer lovon, meaning is that lovon, in the case of our Mishnah, loi biruvochimu, isn't it considered to be a spread field, like a field that has trees spread out, meaning there's no trees here at all. You said that in a field that has trees, if the trees are too spread out, everybody agrees you can't water the entire field. So Koshkin's there alone has no trees at all. You can't water it. So how do you say that our Mishnah goes like Rabbanan Moed Kotor? Says more Elakam Shviz Kam De Moed. Says one, no, you're right. It's very different than Shmita and Moed. Chol Moed, that's a time, as I was explaining in a moment, where there is stringencies, or we say that you're not allowed to water the entire field. According to Blazer B'Yakov, even when we're pretty close, according to Rabbanon, if they're distant away from each other. But in Shemitah, you're more makel, and then you can water the entire field even if there's no trees at all. Ma ben Shviis, ma ben Moed. What's the difference between Shemitah and Moed? Shviis, al dei shum mutu b'melocho. Shemitah, you're allowed to do melocho. There's no issur melocho in Shemitah. You're just not allowed to work the field. But you're allowed to do a melocho. So they allow it to do, it doesn't matter something that requires a lot of work, it does not require a lot of work. Meaning, once Rabbanon said that this thing you're allowed to do in Shemitah, because this thing is just preventing a loss and not creating something new. So it doesn't matter how much work it requires. You're allowed to do work in Shemitah. So therefore, if you're telling me you're allowed to water for the trees, we allow you really water the entire field if it's for the purpose of the field, even though there's no trees at all. Because once you're just keeping the existing, it's something you're allowed to do. Moed el deshosu b'melocha, but bin cholamoy, you're not allowed to do melocha. There's a yisur melocha cholamoyed. Lo yitiru el davashu oved, o bilvad davashu enatoyach. Even though they allow you to do some melocha, for davar oved, not to lose, but only if there's not too much work. So we're trying to minimize the work that you have to do. So that's what we say, that you could water the field, but only around the trees, not more than that, for a person not to do too much work in Chol HaMoed. That's the difference between Chol HaMoed and Shemitah. Some want to say from here, meaning someone to say a different reason. Shemitah is very long. It's a whole year. So because it's a whole year, so that's why they said you're allowed to do work. Because if you're not going to do work, you may come and lose and have a big loss. But Chol HaMoed is 1 week. So for 1 week, not to do too much work, that's something that one can handle. That's the difference between Chol HaMoed and Shemitah. Says the Gemara, but if so, Oysav Shivas Yomim Ha'achronim Lo Mistabro Mi'avdon Kishivai Mi'aregel V'yasurim. According to this, what about the last 7 days of the year? Bishma, you're telling me Shemitah is very long, so that's why I have to allow you to do more. Okay, that's true if you have a full year or a few months in front of you. But what happens when you're coming to the last week of Shemitah? The only amount you have left is 7 days. Well, do you want to tell me that the last 7 days of the year, then you cannot water the field? Shouldn't it be like a regular biyasur? That's the question. Some have a different gear source. The way Reb Chaim learns it is the Gemara brings this question. It's a hypothetical question, stays with the question, meaning obviously the answer is no, because Lo Yichilko Chachomim. Chachomim gave a standard thing for the entire Shemitah. The Gemara just pointing out this Svara needs to adjust in order to explain the last 7 days of the year. Others want to explain that the Gemara is bringing this to be doiche, the second answer. The Gemara said an explanation that between Chol HaMoed and Shemitah. Is Chol HaMoed only 7 days, Shemitah is a full year. So the Gemara says, if so, the last 7 days, things should be also. And that's not true, as the Gemara brings the next line. Because the Gemara says, Ashkach Tani, you find that right, so that says, Marbitzim for love and Mishvis. You can water is the love and Shvito, but only in Chol HaMoed you can't, Divrei Rabbi Shimon. Suppose Yaakov says it's also. So what do you see over here? The entire Shemitah you can water the field. Why the entire Shemitah? The last 7 days should be Asur. And with this, the Gemara is Doicha, the last explanation, goes back to the first explanation. According to Reb Chaim and other Mefarshim, the Gemara is not Doicha, the second explanation. The Gemara just pointed out the last 7 days, you have to say Loi Pluk. And the last few lines of the Gemara is just to tell me, we find a Braisa that in Chanami, there's a difference between Shemitah and Chol HaMoed. Because the Braisa says the Shemitah you allow to water, Chol HaMoed you can't. So clearly there's a difference between Shemitah and Chol HaMoed, as we said before. And that's from Shimon's Shemitah. And Rav Elazar ben Yaakov is oiser even in Shemitah, as our Mishnah says. But we want to say this, not necessarily the Mishnah of Chol HaMoed and our Mishnah the same thing, according to Rabbanon. And that's the proof that the Gemara concludes with. This is the end of the second parak. Hadron Alochs De'alovon, Hadron Alochs De'alovon. With this we conclude Yerushalmi Shviz Daf Yud Ches.